Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul, your game master. With me we have Art, who plays Shinsoku.
Evening, everybody.
Rob, who plays Demon.
Howdy.
Natalie, who plays Brightforce.
Hello.
And Mike, who plays Blastar.
Hi.
You're not nice.
Wow, I'm last. And we're not even going around the table in order this time. He skipped me. He skipped me.
That to me all the time.
I do.
Quit your bitching.
You do skip Rob.
I do skip
Rob. That's because it's Rob.
Quit your bitching.
Quit your bitching.
Yeah, but that's because it's Rob. We all skip Rob.
All right. So, I'll do a really brief recap for you guys.
Oh, I have lavender.
Okay. Well, I repeat, I'm going to do a really quick recap for you guys.
You're not going to let us recap it.
If you can keep it to less than a minute.
Luna made a bunch of new friends.
Yes.
Two bands were taken out and were assaulting the house that is a safe house.
With Roaring Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
We made a bunch of new friends.
And she did, and something that she did say that might be relevant that maybe you weren't thinking about, she has worked directly with the Sun, and she'll tell you that he was in charge of the underworld section as part of his purview.
I don't think that was mentioned.
It wasn't, but she'll mention it, because we're already rolling into it.
Okay.
She says, yeah, it didn't really make a lot of sense, but he always seemed to know where, like, he could go get random gear, or... He showed up with, like, a really cool black motorcycle one time. Yeah, he always knew all the wrong people to talk to.
Hmm. Okay.
Sounds like streetwise.
Yep.
More than that. Like, criminal background. If it was D&D terms, you know?
All right.
Sounds like streetwise.
So, time to enter, I assume, the safe house?
The safe house is still covered in a barrier.
What? Yes, yeah. And we're about to deal with that.
Yep.
Shinsoku, would you like this one, or would you like me to?
Oh, I can
wait.
Start...
You were going to do Dandelion and see if we can find the code.
No, he said that won't work.
Oh, okay.
Paul has spoken.
I did, because they never needed to be inside.
They're protectors of the outside. They don't need to go in.
Okay.
So
he... Oh, by the way, Lavender is not inviting shape at all.
What?
Lavender is fucked up. She's at, like, 1
no,
HP.
No, she got reincarnated.
But she got reincarnated.
Yes, but she got reincarnated after taking damage.
So did,
No. He got a critical.
That bypassed damage. She says, Mistress, I'm not in fighting shape. Would you like to send me... Is there somewhere I could go to rest?
Would she fit inside Bob?
No.
Damn it.
I'm telling you this now.
Paw.
No.
Oh. Sorry.
To the turtle?
I was going to say guest turtle. That would make sense.
The crater that used to be your house is not that far away.
Yeah, send them to the crater. Wait.
Oh, Mike. Yeah, your home.
My former home.
Your former house.
Yeah.
The crater, you mean?
Yeah.
Allison.
Allison's house is like 6 or 8 blocks away.
Can you tap into Allison if she's 2 blocks away, or is that too far?
Am I familiar? Have I...
You've
touched
her.
Mines, yeah.
Contacted her before. I could try and reach
6 to 8 blocks, yeah, definitely.
I can't see her, so it might do a little bit of backlash.
Not a lot.
Yeah, but she's a normal.
She's not a normal.
Oh, yeah.
No, very, very few people are normals nowadays.
Yeah, but she's only got, like, level 1 hit points.
Correct. But it wouldn't hurt... Oh. It would... It's a low chance of it hurting her badly enough to be a
But she's
problem.
Also very intelligent.
She'd probably make the save, but...
Yeah.
The claw made the save, too, and it still hurt him, but that was Miles. So.
That was Miles versus... Well, my range is now infinite, but to target, I need to see her. And I already used my...
Right.
It's probably not a good idea, because she isn't training, but she hasn't been training long enough.
Why don't you just text her?
Or I was going to say, Jen, call Allison.
Oh, you just pull your phone up, dial Allison.
Yeah.
Calling
Allison.
Ring, ring. Phone call.
What's your number on a D12? Oh.
What's your number on a D12?
Oh, shit.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Best friend?
Dead ass. It's not a lot. There's a really good chance of her making it.
3.
You're 4 off. She doesn't answer.
She's probably hiding if she's smart. Or they're celebrating.
Because there's
riots.
Did you tell her about... There's riots and then there's partying. It's very, like...
Yeah.
So you know her family...
Was she at that party
her family
that Anthony
throws
and Dante were at?
No. She's too young. Her family throws a huge party every year for Ides of March. So she's probably just not by her phone.
Or she can't hear it.
Correct.
Just send... to the other crater, the one where we teleported.
Send them to the crater or send them to El Combustion's compound.
That's just down the road.
I'm going to send it
to El Combustion's like 2 miles compound. Away. I'll text Gwen that we have a guest on the way.
Two guests.
Would you like to or send Dandelion one. To make sure it gets there safe?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'll let you answer.
Yes.
But I would suggest that.
Yeah. I said yes. Anyway, also, so.
You've already contacted Gwen, so you could grab Gwen and let her know they're coming.
Okay. Done.
All right. She says, do you want me to meet them so that people think that they're mine and maybe they don't try and take them?
Yeah. They're walking from this way. They'll meet you.
They're pretty fast.
They're fast. They might get there before, you know.
She says, I'll take your bike.
Okay.
She says, I'll be there as fast as I can. And as you hear like a zip of a leather bike jacket or a like racing suit going up.
Excuse for her to steal your stuff.
Yep. Absolutely. Yep. So you hear the sound of an electric motor.
She turned off the noisemaker, didn't she?
Yes.
The usual noisemaker.
Correct.
Yep. I got to rig that so it stays on.
It's just a toggle.
I know. I got to rig that so it's broken. It just stays on.
Thank you.
I can fix that for you.
It's just but you need it to turn on for stealth missions that you want to use it on.
Yeah.
Not that happens that often.
Yeah.
But yeah.
What's stealth?
So.
All right. So you're looking at a building. You have 3 minutes before the shit's supposed to go down.
Okay.
Okay.
So I guess.
I will go ahead and disintegrate get up to the.
Where are you aiming the disintegrate? I need to know.
Are we going for the door first, or
the window? No, we're going to go up through the window.
That window.
Okay. Do you want me to cast fly on us? You guys can fly normally, the three of you. So
I can jump up there.
Yeah, but you also have wings. Yes, you can jump up there, but you could also sit there floating at the window.
That's true.
So I would not mind a fly.
Okay. I can also carry.
I will twin cast a fly.
Ta-da!
Saves me a fourth level slot.
All right, and then once we're up by the window that we know there's the pen in, I'll go ahead and disintegrate the window.
So you disintegrate and it blows away a 10-foot section. It blows away a 15-foot section of the golden barrier. And you see behind it, there is a blue barrier. Because I believe I told you it was already shielded when another shield kicked in.
So it's double warded.
So you know the other disintegrate. And you notice that about every 5 seconds or so, that gold is refilling.
So we need to go now.
So we need a second one. Cool. Well, I want to play it up a little bit, but I will use my disintegrate.
Not your Knuckle Duster?
I mean, it's the same thing.
I thought I gave you more damage than the Knuckle Duster.
No, you never said that.
No, I was going to make the damage higher.
Oh.
I thought you were making it to hit versus to save.
You're right, that's what it was.
Yeah, that's why I said there's no real difference, it's just...
So, it doesn't matter then, it's same level spell.
It's level 6, yeah.
So, you burn the spell, and you see the blue barrier fades, and then you can touch the window.
But I'll use the Knuckle Duster this time so I don't have to do my wonderful little role-playing charge-up for it.
Yeah, so you just go...
No, I haul back and...
Oh, you know, just punch!
Wail on it.
Like your grandpa.
Yeah. Where do you think I learned how to do this?
All right. So the window is open, but you notice that barrier is coming back even faster.
We
dive in through the door. You are in what looks like a teenage girl's bedroom. And you know this. You know it's not Gwen's because you've been to their house. House.
Well... Mike's eyes looked at Natalie like, wait. Luna? No.
No.
I know. I'm assuming we're going to roll new initiatives.
If you need them.
Do we roll them now or no?
No.
Oh, okay. Right. Like it's a pristine teenage girl's room?
Yep.
Like someone is actively living here. It's being used? Or is it like pristine, like someone left it?
Like it was like it's out of a... Better Home and Garden magazine kind of thing.
I can roll teenage girl knowledge. Is this a modern girl's room? So, like, if you were to look at a teenage girl's room from the early 2000s to a teenage girl's room now, so very actively different.
Okay, roll.
Might also be
fucking natural 20.
Okay, this would have been the ideal teenage girl's room. About 6 years ago.
Okay.
Like, it would have been a tweener's room. So probably the person who it was for is like 21, 22.
Right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm.
Are you sure this isn't Gwen's room?
Pretty certain. I don't think she liked those pants.
Well, this is from years ago.
You see, and you know you've seen on like her Spotify playlist.
Oh, this, God damn it.
This could have been her room, because this is from years ago.
All right. But we have a mission. Yes.
But it looks like it's never been lived in. Like, these posters are put up, like, professionally. There's not, it's not, like, tape across it. There's, like, perfect tack behind it, like, up against the wall.
No, I don't like this.
I don't like it.
I'm going to do something I'm about to regret. We're going to use one of the pulses.
One of the pulses. There's only two seeds within your 30-foot radius?
60.
There are only three seeds within your radius.
Are they active?
Yes.
Shit.
Do we see them? Is he able to see who it is?
He gets general
direction, but...
One is, directly below you. Like, looks like it would be behind that door.
Okay. The door below where we're at.
And then there's one that is down into... There's one that is actually up and towards the center of the house, like an attic. And then there's one that is in as far opposite the house as you can get. Like, you are let's say, you are north side, third floor. That is, like, first floor or basement on the south side.
Okie doke. Well, we have three active Dracula seeds. So, we have three active seeds.
Correct.
I'm relaying this to the party.
Mentally.
Yes. Full stealth mode. Or at least as best we can get.
I am the perfection of stealth. You guys look at me and I'm just glowing.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Good job, yeah. Luna.
I do switch to the sword.
Is that a rifle? Yeah.
All right. So,
all right. I will put my rifle back.
Roll stealth, everybody.
Oh, Jesus. It says advantage now instead of like the disadvantage as well as advantage.
Correct.
So is it actually advantage?
Yes.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Everybody roll. Someone roll for Roaring Dragon for me, please.
Boom. Chakalaka.
Blue.
Got it.
Oops. Come on.
Well, that's horribly cocked. I rolled a nat 20. 4-5. Hers is, well...
Yeah.
That.
Yeah, re-roll
it's
that.
Beautiful, but it's landed on another die that has a weird angle to it. She rolled a 10.
Plus at least...
Plus 10.
Yeah.
I rolled an
8. She was known for being stealthy.
18 plus 7 for 25.
I rolled a nat 20.
You are the knight, okay.
Plus 13.
I repeat, you are the knight, Rob.
I have a 16 for the skill, and a plus 4 on the die for a 20.
You said it in the wrong order on purpose. You're a bad person.
He did, because he wanted the higher number said first.
That makes sense.
Art, how'd you do?
I rolled a 10 plus 8 for an 18.
Doing fine. Another little one.
You rolled a fucking 4.
Shut up. All right. I got a 4, but I'm not the lowest.
You're skilled, but you're not, right. I guess, I don't know.
So, does anyone have, like, okay. I'm going to give Rob an opportunity here.
I have a passive of 22 perception.
You are a, you're,
And I'm a fucking ninja.
Vanator would know. Pass without a trace.
Yeah.
You just,
it's I would like have to drop the haste, though.
It gives it ignores cameras.
Oh, well, that'd be helpful, but they already know we're here.
They don't know we're inside.
Exactly. Yeah. You blew up everything on the fucking side of the building. So.
And their cameras are no longer functional.
Froze them.
Natalie, I'm sorry.
You're stunned for the round. Okay, the round's over.
For the next hour, we all add 10 to our stealth. Look at that. I went from a 33 to a 43.
Holy shit.
I'm a goddamn ninja.
Where did he go?
All right, let's get some dice out.
How's the lighting in here?
It's sparsely lit, so you had lots of shadows.
Lots of shadows. Good.
Oh, great.
I'm in
Gloomwalker's invisible.
To anyone that has dark vision.
No, no. If they rely on if they would need dark vision to see you, you're invisible to them. If there's any light at all, they can still see with regular vision.
And I am the light.
You don't actually shed light.
Unless you want to.
Like that would be so mean. That would be so mean. He just explained that he needs the light, and then I just go, light.
Is there a computer in this room?
There is an early, you know, there's like an...
Okay.
Like a 2020s
it's
computer.
It's
like 5 years old.
There's a 5-year old...
I'll go see if it's connected to the house.
It is connected to the house's Wi-Fi, yes.
I'm going to see what I can do for
Now, you're going to notice that there's nothing on any... There's no media servers or anything like that. It's... Actually, sorry, there is a media server, and it has every TV series published to date stored on it. Honestly, that just that alone is worth something. If you could get it, if you could take it. Like, in full like, highest resolution, 4K, you know?
Are we talking a desktop or a laptop?
It's a laptop, but it's on a server. You'd have to...
I've stolen server banks before.
You have to find it.
I'm going to see if I can connect it to the exterior Wi-Fi.
There is no SSID broadcasting.
All right. I'll have to remember that for later. All right. We'll continue on.
All right. So you guys open the door and come out into a hallway that's very, it's well kept up, but it feels soulless. You know, like it was designed to be a place for a family to live and then no one lived here.
Yeah.
So you've got options. Are you going up? Are you going down? Or are you going very down and very over? If you're going for one of the seeds.
I'd say we go up first and then up,
then work our way down so we don't get flanked.
Yep.
All right. So you make your way to, there's like a, I want to call it like a courtyard, but it's like a big square hallway, like at my parents' house, which you guys would not have. Vandalina knows what I'm talking about, but it's like a five foot area. Like, and there's a hatch in the ceiling. Looks like to pull down a ladder.
Okay. Attic stairs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Attic stairs.
Okay.
Well, we want to do this quietly, so. Stealth or sleight of hand?
It would be sleight of hand.
Stealth complimentary to sleight of hand?
No, we're not doing that.
Champions, yay! Can I assist them?
Sure.
One plus 11 to sleight of hand.
That's fine, yeah.
Okay, so 11 on the die plus 18.
Okay, everyone roll dex save?
God damn it.
I gave you the opportunity.
13 plus 8 for 21.
Get three for Melly, right?
Pass investigation 24.
No, because you don't. I'm not going to give you like it would give you like a floor trap because you could actively see it. You'd have to.
I'm actually helping him.
I'll give you a roll at disadvantage because I already told you it was going to trigger. Passive investigation is not really a thing unless there's like a pit trap in front of you. You'd notice it.
Why does it say it's a thing though?
Because D&D Beyond decided it was a thing because observance a feat. That's the only reason it's there.
So that disadvantage. 15 total.
It wouldn't be enough to trigger it. What'd you get?
I rolled a 2.
Yeah, it's not going to do it.
And an 18 on the other dice. Oh.
It was a DC 15 dex save.
I make it.
Natalie. With Natalie's help.
Yeah.
All right, slot save.
How'd you do? She didn't roll.
I make my dex save with a 37.
La-di-da.
I mean, that's worth, you know. Not taking any damage.
He
beat the DC by 20.
I already don't take any
damage. He has evasion.
Oh, yeah.
17 plus 10 for 27?
Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
Well, I guess we're going loud.
What?
What?
It's a good thing we're mentally linked.
Yeah.
37 lightning damage.
Cut in half.
Is 18.
So I take 9.
Everyone else takes 18?
Yep.
Except for Rob, who takes nothing.
So just me.
No, Art took.
I said 17.
18.
18, sorry.
That's a good fucking roll. 4 sixes and 2 fives. Like, I can't complain at all. I only rolled 86.
So you guys need healing now, or?
Yes. Healing
would be nice.
And you hear movement upstairs. Roll initiatives. You did manage to get the stairs down, though. It pulled down.
Why didn't I pull it down?
You would have got zapped, too. Basically, what you're going to figure out the mechanism was, you needed to push up, twist, then pull down, versus just pull down. It's counterintuitive on purpose.
Mark me as first, Mike.
What'd you roll?
30. 19 plus 11.
What's her bonus?
Dragon. 7.
Dragon is plus 7.
Yeah.
I will roll for her.
No, I already did.
Okay.
Since I have 2 dice out, I already said it was hers.
4 plus 4 is 8. I got 8.
And Shinsoku?
10 plus 3 for 13.
Okay.
27.
That's it? Just one?
Yep.
Okay.
And I'm a plus 9 if it matters.
It does not.
Alrighty. Mr. 30 will beat me because your bonus is so much better than mine.
Mm-hmm. That's only plus 11 at advantage.
Plus 9? I couldn't beat you if I tried.
I will, with my perfect flight, go upstairs.
You have wings.
I have perfect flight.
You have... Are you using... You don't have the light power set anymore, do you?
No, but Celestial gives me fly speed.
Okay, so you're using that because you cannot use your wings in this house.
Yeah.
That is an outdoor-only power ability. You have wings on your back. They are not helpful right now.
Mm-hmm. They're good for maintaining altitude in large,
Areas. Attics. Yes. Mm, it's like a it's like the triangle attic.
Okay.
Gable attic.
Okay.
Actually, more.
You said complex geometry for the.
It is. It's like a gable with like dormers and stuff off, big dormers off of it. But
okay,
the highest ceiling is like 9 feet, which your wings are 10 foot out to the side minimum. You'd flap, you'd hit your wing and fall down.
What do I see?
You see inside that it is a. The best way to describe it would be it looks like a fireworks display, like the grand finale. You see like. Like a fire at like 4th of July setup, and it looks like there's a mechanism to open up the roof, and you do not see any people without a perception check.
There we go. That's what I was waiting for. 25.
Wow. I'm glad I have a good plus, or I would have you would have seen me.
25. I rolled a 10.
You don't see me too. You don't see anything.
All right. Even with true sight.
Correct.
Okay, don't need to see invisible, because that's also included. Just looking through what spells I actually have to help me try to find somebody. Because I do know there's somebody up here.
Correct.
Do I know the general direction the person was, if I math it out?
No. You didn't hear or see anything. No. And also, you couldn't see the image.
Mike said that there's one in the attic in that general direction.
No, this whole area was in that direction.
Okay.
You could walk around.
I know it's within 60 feet, but...
Yeah, you could walk around and look around.
I will do that then.
So, what you find is there's a computer attached to what looks like a black box with wires running out of it. And on it, there's a command that has been started. And you see it's running, and it says... Because you guys have 2 minutes until the thing's about to go down. It says 2 minutes until launch. And you notice the ceiling is starting to slowly, you see the peak of sunlight.
Gotcha. You know what? I'm going to make a technology check to see if I can actually override.
To even get that information, it's going to take your turn because it's only 6 seconds. Next.
Enemy one.
Coming out of the floorboards, like a shadow, a... very, very thin man comes and he is going to jab you it's a blade made out of shadows. I'm able to hit with it on advantage. So it's nooched because it's from advantage because of what? Wow. You're lucky that.
He is lucky?
Yep. It's a character I rolled up a while back. 30.
That hits.
What's
the damage? It's not shade.
No.
It wouldn't be necrotic. It'd be... It's just magical piercing.
Well, I remember what Shade did. That's why I'm wondering if this is Morty.
No. Okay. You guys would know Morty.
I was going to say, does she, Roaring Dragon, say anything? Just because it's a Shadow Blade is all.
She's not up there yet.
Yeah.
She is next, though.
Take 60 and make a con save.
I gotta make 2 con saves.
Yeah, do mine first. Then do the one for your spell.
Yours is a con save.
Correct.
18 plus... Am I going to reach a Natalie?
No.
18 plus 8 is 26.
If you feel like you shook off an additional poison effect.
I'm also immune to poison effects.
Okay. It feels like a necrotic poison was running through your body.
He's also immune to necrotic.
Are you immune to necrotic as well?
At least resistant, if not more.
Celestial.
So, you're resistant, so I think... I don't think they can.
I'm resistant. I'm immune to radiant.
Yes, it was not a poison so much as it was a necrotic energy coursing through you. But you got high enough that you're going to take no damage.
So in order to calculate spell concentration, it's half the damage.
Half the damage dealt.
I can't make it. I pass without trace spells.
I understand.
Because 30, and I got.
You're like I'm good.
I'm an 8 plus, so like.
You're like I'm good. I'm not that good.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I could make it.
And then they fade back into the floorboards.
But I see them.
Sure.
True sight, I can follow them.
He's also Gloomstalker.
Okay. You can see that it looks like they have become part of the shadows and are actually in like one of the eaves. Okay. But they do not have a corporeal form as of right now. He used one of his attacks instead of attacking again for similar damage to fade in the shadows. Also, it was a booming blade that hit you. So you have that if you move, you'll take 48.
Okay.
So it was a similar version, but it's effectively that, but it was all piercing damage. Okay, next.
Dragon.
She hops up with a little flame jump and looks around and says, "That's a lot of fireworks."
Mm-hmm.
What? Wait, why are you bleeding?
It's movement that triggers the booming blade.
Correct.
So I can still talk.
Correct.
Shadowy figure fading to that corner.
Got it. I'll light it up.
With a fire. With the fireworks.
How about I just heal you?
That could help.
Yeah, fire would be bad, especially because I'm pretty sure these are all some of the rage grenades.
Oh, yeah, that's...
I got a better plan. Time bomb and then go down. Oh.
Take 28 healing.
Take it.
Or gain 28 healing and also gain an additional 6 temp HP.
Oh, we could get her to do fire up into the attic while the roof is still closed.
Mostly closed. But remember, if this is rage grenades, it's going to stay in the house and come down to us.
Yeah.
We've resisted it once before, plus if we're in range of Natalie. Plus 15 to my save.
The whole top of the house would be gone.
There'd be no more shadows for it to hide.
You know that that the rage grenades are a violent explosion. Like,
this is an inhabited area. This would be bad.
This many? You're looking at a half-mile radius.
How close are we to water?
Not close. You're damn deep into the midtown.
I mean, we've always got water.
Yeah.
Make a portal, throw all the fireworks into the water.
All right. So my bad idea won't work.
Too much collateral damage.
All right.
Who's next?
Me. I am going to climb my way up. Are we able to identify where this guy is?
They point out the shadows, but the problem is they don't have a corporeal form.
Doesn't matter if I'm doing psychic damage.
You right. Okay.
What's synaptic static do?
Psychic fireball. 86.
Let me grab one more D6 here. I'm going to mark that off. Synaptic static. Right on him.
Is this meme bomb?
It is. We're doing ever the classic Rick Astley.
I've been Rick rolled.
You have. Rico rolled.
Right. 28.
We'll make the save. And now the first roll is 21. That does not go well. Let's try this again. I know it's there. 32.
I will take 15. 16, sorry. Okay. Next.
I could do... No, I can't do that. Nope, that would be bad. Yep, next is Shinsoku.
Sir?
All right, I'm going to go up and go over to the computer, and I'm going to see if I can try to deactivate the...
So what this is going to be is there is a target number, and you're going to get a number of rounds to make it. The number of rounds will be a die I roll behind screen, the thing, and you have to hit a certain accumulated number to get to it.
Okay.
Of contact checks. So I'm going to roll, and I'm going to have... Natalie, can I trust you to be impartial, or should I tell Mike instead?
I do it. I can be impartial.
Because you might want to give Bardic Inspiration, and you wouldn't if he goes close to the number.
You can text it to me.
And then we only look at the number once we're done.
That's a good idea. I'm going to text it to Mike.
Or you just text it to
anyone. Or you post it in the Discord, and we look at it later.
No, because the message sometimes pops up on the phone.
That pops up on the phone.
You put it in the GM chat.
No. That should come up in your phone,
too. Or you put it...
No, GM chat was closed, and that was text only.
I'm sending it to you in Discord, just...
My phone is face down. I will not look at it until we are done.
That had a sound of a D4.
It was not as bad as it could have been, but it was not as good as it could have been.
Rock and roll. Art, what's your first roll?
And can I assist him? Because I'm staying right there.
You have to spend your action giving the help action.
I cannot do this at this time.
I'm aware.
Oh, I'll take that 15 plus 16 for 31.
Sounds good. That is your whole turn. You're done.
Yep.
Yep.
I
kind of action, figured. Bonus action, done. All right, next.
Bright Force.
Do I jump up? And
I wouldn't say jump, but...
Yeah.
Or go up there. I don't know.
I mean, you teleport. Jump, you're putting a hole in the roof.
I teleport up there?
You could walk up there. There's stairs.
All right, then I go up the stairs. Gosh.
How pedestrian.
Oh, it's so boring.
You have Nephi up there. You have art. Okay. Art up there.
And then is it better for me to hit the shadow? I'm going to hit the shadow person, or?
He doesn't have a corporeal body at this point, but.
A way to deal psychic damage. Like if you have vicious mockery.
Or you could light yourself up and shine. Might have some kind of effect on his shadows.
Glitter cone.
Shine bright like a diamond.
Glitter cone.
Fairy fire.
Ooh.
I like that one.
So glitter cone, which turns into fairy fire.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I have glitter cone, rank 3, right?
Yep.
So dex 20, and it's a 3d12. Do I have to roll anything?
I do.
No, it's not really good.
You reroll ones and twos?
It's not even helpful.
It's not a weapon, no, you don't.
15? It's not good. I told you.
I take seven.
It's still damage.
Okay.
And he is not shining.
Is he sad? Okay. Is he sad?
No. He is a hunter right now.
Is he annoyed?
No.
It makes me annoyed that he is not annoyed.
Next. Demon.
Now you could spend your action to give him advantage.
I'm going to spend my action to heal myself.
That's a solid plan.
I'm going to spend 3 uses of this to heal everyone.
Is it the one where... are you doing the...
Mass Cure Wounds.
Okay. 3d8 plus 5, right?
Yep.
With Empowered, so you can reroll.
Yep.
Any dice you want in there.
Everyone heal 21 points. If you heal less than that...
All of it.
I get all of it.
So does Rune Dragon.
I take 18.
Okay, so 4 times 21, or...
Minus 3.
No, plus 18.
Plus 18.
Oh, okay.
So 99 more points.
84 plus 19, or 8.
84? Oh, I was thinking it was 81. Yeah, so no, that's...
100 and...
Yeah.
Okay.
Change.
Yep.
Next, or do you have a bonus action?
1 second while I'm mathing... 137. I'm near topped off. Anyone else still look very injured?
Nah.
I'm looking decent. Not the best, but decent.
I'm.
We've been beat to shit.
I'm still like, what?
Percentage-wise.
About a third down yet.
You get a cure wounds art.
Okay.
Or a healing word.
Okay.
That's what I meant to say.
He gets a quickened.
So 8. Heal 16 points.
All right.
Thank you.
You say it like that.
Thank you.
All right, my turn?
Yep.
I need everyone to make a strength save.
Oh, I'm good at those.
We're on range of Natalie.
You are. Good thing.
Yeah.
This is a cold.
Is this
a necrotic version?
Slightly better than that, but yeah.
Is this a magical effect?
With the transparency, yes.
18 plus 15. I think I make it.
So what do we add now? What's your charisma?
7.
My charisma is 24.
So plus 7?
Plus 7.
So we add plus 7 to my minus 1.
Oh, yeah, me too.
15 plus 7 for 22.
17 plus 7 for...
Thank you, Natalie.
This is 20.
Thank you, Brightforce.
You're welcome.
19. What was the DC?
20.
Yeah. Oh. DC is 20.
I failed.
I don't have enough D12s.
What's the damage type?
How many?
It is all cold.
How many do you need?
I need 10.
How many do you got?
I have 2.
I was going to say, I can give you 3.
I have 6.
Just roll them. That's okay. Fine. I need
6.
One more D12 from the other side of the table.
9. I think I can find one more.
I got one. Natalie.
Do you want to roll it?
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
Yep. Okay.
I got 1 12.
I got 2 12s, a 10, and a 3.
Okay, keep your totals, please.
37.
So plus my 20 is 57. Art, how'd you do?
Oh, so sorry.
26 on the 6.
That's it.
Shit.
2 3s, a 2, a 1, and a 5,
man,
and a 12.
I wish I got that.
26.
I use my reaction. Absorb elements.
Okay. Which, so it is 83 points of cold. Halved to...
41.
41.
Half to 20.
Correct. If you take half again. And Rob just eats the 83.
I absorbed elements.
So you take... no, you didn't.
As a reaction.
Good. Oh, I'm sorry. I ignore resistance. I should...
You did not say that.
I did not. Anyone have a 1 they rolled? I don't think there was a single 1.
No.
Did you have any 1s, Art?
Yeah, I had...
2.
2.
So I had 2 more to that.
What did we take?
Not all the monsters... Not all the people will have it, but this is a character.
We've been running into that quite a lot lately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a couple things.
You know, since I got resistance to freaking everything.
Yeah. Then again, Barbarian Bear have had that forever, so... Except for Psychic. But yeah, that's still...
In any case.
Yeah.
I was zoning out really bad. How many points did we take?
You take 42, because you made the save. All right, and then he does fade, and then he cannot fade into the shadows this time.
So what was it that he did? Because you didn't say what it was.
It was a giant black ball of cold that just exploded in the area. It looks like it was only like 15-foot radius, but the whole attic section you guys are in is 15-foot across.
Did that damage the fireworks?
No. It was essentially liquid shadow spreading over you that did it. He is shadow and cold.
Think the, if it has a physical effect, it would do something.
He wouldn't. He has abilities he would love to have used. He couldn't because of the fireworks.
So keep the fireworks.
Yeah.
It only affects living creatures. All right, next. But he did not fade into the shadows, though he is kind of in like a...
Is he in corporeal form?
He's like semi-corporeal, just because naturally. So he's under the effect of the blur spell.
Next up is Dragon.
She's gonna shoot 2 fire bolts at the guy.
Careful!
No fire in this area. She's got fire and lightning. That's like her shit. She's gonna give you the help action art. Because she's a very tech-heavy person. And she's making sure her cameras are pointed around. Because cool. She's got 2 of those drones that follow her around. She actually says, hold on, let me pull another one out. And she's got one that's much nicer. It's got like a shiny golden sheen to it that she puts out. And she pushes it like way towards the door.
All right. Next. Anything else she wants to do? Bonus action?
Bonus action is going to be the Bardic Inspiration art.
Cool. All right, next is me. I'm going to pull out my gun. Psychic right. Damage.
You know it's a 5-foot radius, but you don't care because it's psychic. So you're going to make disadvantage on attack rolls.
Okay.
Blur. I told you they're under the effect of blur.
Well, if I really want to fuck him up, I'll just do 7 dice and use a spell slot. Then I don't have to roll. He has to save.
That's fine. Oh, do you want me to look up what the Bunker Buster does?
Yes, please.
I just got to pull up a character sheet for that.
I'm not firing a Gauss rifle. I'm firing a lance.
Oh, did I get it out of there? Oh no, it wasn't in there. It wasn't in a campaign. Secret Project Bunker Buster. It was a Harren gun.
Yep.
Plus 15.
You want to go first?
5d6 plus 10.
5d6 plus 10. Well, that was for him because he had dex.
No, its base damage is 5d6 plus 10. He had 6
and plus 9.
He had 22 dex. I'm sorry. Correction.
Oh, he had charm.
Is that what it was? Yes.
5d6 plus 10 with a plus 9 to hit. Cool.
Correct.
500 foot range. Let's rock. It was on my previous page. I'm casting Rauthlum's Psychic Lance.
Cool.
20 int save.
You're lucky. Down to 1. Fucking shit. He'll do it again because he stuns, he dies. He knows that.
I think you're only lucky once.
No.
Okay, you used up all of it.
22. I fucking plus 11 to that. You know that? It's just, I needed 2 luckies to get past it. God damn.
First roll is 20, but now he doesn't have any.
Yeah, it's real bad for me.
Yeah. 24.
I will take 12. And I'm not stunned.
Fuck. Does he know what I'm doing? You know what it is, though? Why would he lucky if he knew what was coming at him? Because I didn't hit him with it before.
Arcana.
Rolled him or hit him with confusion.
I got a 29 Arcana.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Okay, that's a fair.
Because the last thing I hit him with was a meme bomb, which would have confused him if he failed.
Mm-hmm. So which is almost as bad. Okay.
That's it for me. It goes to Shinsoku.
Shinsoku.
That's what I said.
I know. Shinsoku.
19. Plus
at disadvantage. Oh, got it.
With advantage.
Yep. With advantage.
Mm-hmm.
plus 16, and then 5 on the Bardic Inspiration.
Total of?
20, 30, 40. So I'm at 71. 71.
Okay.
I'm tracking it too. I've got a whiteboard. Mm-hmm. I didn't look at the number
no,
yet.
No, I agree. I know what I sent. There's an additional thing that goes after it once he hits that threshold. There's a bonus threshold, shall we say.
Gotcha.
That now that he's rolled so high, there's a good chance he hits it.
Okay.
Assuming he does as well next turn. Yes, next.
Right force.
Okay, so...
Probably the hacking minigame you're playing is fucking insane. You're like...
Is he corporeal?
Semi.
Yes, he is, because he did not fade back into the shadows.
Correct. You have disadvantage to hit him, but you can hit him.
Is he playing the breaching minigame?
So do I want to do hitting him, or should I use Guiding Bolt?
Guiding Bolt would give advantage on the next person that attacks him.
If you hit him.
Or you just go Ooh. Pound the shit
just
out
of him. Just go pound the shit out of him.
Alright, sounds good. I'm gonna go pound the shit out of him.
You get 2 attacks. Rock and roll this shit.
Don't fuck me over. Okay. Oh god, can I do a lucky, please?
Do you have any left?
Yes.
Then yes.
I'm doing a lucky because I rolled a 1 and a 6. Guys, stop.
How'd you do that time?
You said advantage?
Disadvantage.
You said advantage?
Disadvantage. Mm. What'd you get?
The total is 15. Because I rolled a 3 plus 12.
You miss.
For 15. Fuck!
You get 2 more swings.
Mm-hmm. She gets 1 more.
She doesn't have haste. Oh, she doesn't have haste, yeah.
But I do have 1 more, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. What'd you roll? You know what? Do numbers matter?
Yes, it does.
It's a 1.
That's really bad. Roll another d20.
No! 10.
You're fine.
Okay, thank God. Do I reincarnate myself?
No, but the blade gets stuck in one of the beams in the attic.
Oh my God, I become a sentient fucking raccoon.
Wait, reincarnates weapons. Fireworks are weapons.
They were originally designed as weapons.
Fireworks not originally designed as weapons. They were designed as signals.
And they were adopted as weapons.
Correct.
So they're weapons.
Yeah.
And these technically especially. Speaking.
You could try. I'm not. Can I do that? I won't tell you.
You already used both your attacks.
Bye-bye.
Next round.
But she did
I have a bonus action
mess.
Though, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can I do that?
No.
I you mean, suck.
That critical mess could have hit some of the fireworks.
No, it buried itself in the floor. But she's strong enough, she's pulled it out.
Gotcha.
Damn it, Paul.
You didn't okay. think of it.
It's okay. Next, there's always next round.
I didn't
round.
Think of it.
Next.
There's always a next round.
Next up is Demon.
Devin is going to cast Heal on himself. I had 39 hit points.
Devin's like,
oh my gosh, I have the fairy. Mean, why don't you ask me to heal you?
That was a bonus action.
It would have been a bonus action.
Yeah.
Yes. But I'm building up my pool right now.
All right, fair.
Oh, there's a...
Next turn, if you have a bonus action, I could really use it.
You got fucked up too, yeah.
Don't worry.
Anything else for Demon?
He's a wizard now. He's like, I don't have the hit points for this shit anymore. I lost half my hit points.
I'm below half.
So if I give you... no, it's only heal myself is the...
It's a bonus action, yeah.
Yep. You get a healing word.
He's like, this is better than... It's better than nothing.
Mm-hmm. Heal 12. Hey, Paul.
Yes.
Action surge.
All right. Take your level of exhaustion.
It's my first action surge.
Okay.
I am going to go to Pound Town.
Population it?
Yeah.
All right. Disadvantage attack.
Tell me you're smiting.
I if only say that after I hit.
He's not stupid.
Can he do his healing pool into a smite?
No, he does it as the attack. Would you like to use your smite pool? Your Are you reaching out a hand or a sword is the question.
The first one is a hand. By the way, I'm at 397.
Yeah, it's double your proficiency, or is it?
It is proficiency plus modifier.
So, but
10 dice.
You can do up to 10d10.
Then I was able to add my divine smite, I'm assuming.
Yeah, you could.
Okay.
So how many, wait, before you rolled, how many dice were you spending?
It was going to be all 10.
Okay.
All 10 dice. But I think an 8 on the die is going to miss.
What's your bonus to hit?
That's what I'm actually trying to figure out.
It's based on his healing power set. So whatever the mod is for that, plus his proficiency.
Plus five.
So 10.
18.
18 misses.
I will use my Gloomstalker ability to turn a miss into a
potential attack. Hit, yeah.
Oh, that'll
hit. That will hit. It's 14 on one die and a 19 on the other.
Cool. Roll your 10d10, yeah. I'm going to use my reaction to take half, but yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
You know, I'm about to wreck his day when my turn comes around, right?
9.
Now do you smite?
Can I call smite now?
You may.
I'm going to roll these dice and then
add the smite next because you ran out of space.
All right, and it's a 3d8 smite.
Fuck him
up. And I reroll 1s and 2s.
Fuck him up.
Fuck him up.
Actually, we only do that on finesse weapons, and this is not a finesse weapon.
But every weapon's a finesse weapon.
It's not a weapon. It's a spell attack, basically.
So do you want me to redo my entire roll? Or
no, you just reroll three dice, right?
All right, so 10. This was a 10 until I got bumped, but I'll keep it as a 2. This is why I don't actually like the dice tower stuff.
You don't have to use it.
Yeah.
You don't have to use the cage for it.
Yes, we have walls on the table now.
Yeah.
Yeah, take the cage out, man. Be free range.
Let your dice be free, man.
I still use it as a barrier for the side so it doesn't run too far, but
61, 69.
Nice.
69, so I'll take 34.
Yes.
And then I'm going to swing with my sword. Feels bad having the
use the pencil.
Because the high die is a 20. So,
what's your plus to hit?
14. So, well, 20 hit.
20 will hit. I hit with a 20.
And yes, 20 is... It was either 20 or 21 I said it as.
Is there somebody in melee range with him?
No.
Yes.
Natalie. I'm a sneak attack on this one.
Natalie, yeah.
No, Natalie had to get within 15 feet for the Radiant Blast.
She swung a sword at him.
The Radiant Blast was 10-foot range.
Doesn't mean she isn't right up on him.
Fair.
I'm going to call Smite again.
You know I'm about to ruin his day too, you know?
Yeah, but he acts next.
Fuck him up.
56.
56 damage?
Yep.
And now for your third attack. Oh.
Nope.
Sacred weapon? Spiritual weapon?
I've used my bonus action. This was my action surge.
Wrong character.
Okay. He's still up. He didn't like
it. He's not happy. He's up next.
He is going to step into the shadows, or step into the shadows, and come out and stab Shinsoku.
I'm going to bodyguard.
Roll perception.
I was fully expecting him to do that, you know.
I'm aware, but it's perception versus stealth at this point.
9 on the die, so 21.
You're the luckiest fucker. I got a 3. Do you know what my plus is?
Nope.
16!
Okay.
So you'll take the full damage of my wrath.
I'll take half. But guess what? My reaction comes with some payback.
I forgot I have rogue level.
Fuck him up.
My payback's not as epic as Rob's, but...
But I'll still help you up. Hype you up. Ready?
Roll with disadvantage. He's always
I'm looking at the looking for the damage specifically, so give me a second.
Wow, this is shit.
Okay, and using Constitution for hit and damage. 11 plus 11 is 22 to hit. So I will crack him for 16 points of thunder damage. Oh, I get a d6 on that, don't I? Sneak attack, baby. I don't get to use this very often.
Are you using a finesse weapon?
My fists.
So your melee gear?
Yes.
Then yes.
2 more points, so 18 points of thunder damage.
Did you need a difference between slashing and radiant for me?
No.
But what does he do to me?
46. Magical piercing.
What did he roll to hit? I know I went to bodyguard, but that means I stepped in the way.
30?
Yeah, that'll hit.
Okay.
So 46, he said?
Yeah.
23 points of damage. Oh, look at that. I'm halfway down. Again. Today. I'm including the last couple of fights.
So I forgot to do an additional one more d6 of damage.
Don't worry about it.
Here, take this.
He can't be too happy right now.
Give me that. Well, just add two more damage to the enemy.
So what's
Oh, and he fades back into the shadows.
Shinsoku.
I was gonna fuck Shinsoku up so bad.
You would have.
Dragon.
Oh, she. Right. Yeah. No.
She aids, and then she's going to give you another bardic inspiration die.
Okay.
And then it's me. Right. Because I counterattacked. That was my reaction.
Yes.
Got it. Dragon, then me.
Yep. So she does that. Does she have a bonus action?
Bardic inspiration die.
Oh. Yep.
So what's the? Can I still see him?
No. Only one who can see him is the person with true sight.
And I am mentally giving you directions.
Yeah, he is in, he will be going to the opposite corner where he was before.
I feel like he's going to be big mad when I turn his fireworks into lightning bugs. Or a bat.
Stink bugs.
A bat.
Stink bugs.
Stink bugs.
Because they have the gas. I'm going to synaptic static again right where he's at.
Okay.
So he... Yeah, I can't target him with that yet, so.
Crit.
So it doesn't matter?
Correct.
Thought that only works for us.
Mm-hmm.
I do crits on saving throws. Crits and crit fails on saving throws matter. On mobs, it doesn't matter, but on, like, mini-bosses/characters, it does.
And that was some good damage, and I didn't even roll the second one.
I'm sorry for your loss. He's almost dead, and he doesn't like that.
Maybe he should be dead. Samurai Crab.
You mean
Shinsoku?
Shinsoku.
Shinsoku. Man, I'm glad. It's my only inspiration.
That was very quiet, Art.
Yeah. Rolled a 2 and a 4.
Man, I feel that.
Oh, that's a 10. That's at least...
At least a 16. Did you use Bark Day?
Yep.
So 10 with a bark die?
No, 10 plus 16 plus 2 for another 28. 28.
Is that 99?
That's 99 on the...
Would you like to use another inspiration die to hit 100? That is the only time I'm going to ask.
I don't have one to take to give.
Neither do I. Otherwise, it'd be yours. Unless I can spend a sorcery point.
No, but Natalie, do you have an inspiration die?
I don't, because you hate me and you never give me inspiration.
When does it trigger? Because I still have an action on my turn. I act at the very top of the round, 420.
Oh, yeah, you could do it.
Yep, it's just
because it goes off on 20. You need to roll a 1.
I need to roll more than a 1. Because rolling a 1 would be negative health.
You need to roll a 2.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, no, okay.
Wait, were you going to give me an inspiration, though?
I was trying to think of a reason I could give you one, but I couldn't think of one today.
I'm going to just build a...
Nope.
A box. Inspiration for Natalie. I give it to myself.
No.
So that's all of his turn, right?
Correct.
All right, Bright Force.
Okay.
He's over there in the corner.
I'm going to realize that I'm not doing anything. I'm going to go to the fireworks, and I'm going to smack the shit out of these fireworks.
So I'm going to give you a choice.
Okay.
Do you want to try and smash the mechanism, or are you going to try and slash through the actual firework canisters?
Can we talk to her about this? Pitch our own ideas.
6 seconds. Speaking at that speed of thought.
We're going to do a quick vote.
You're going to have until 1:50. You're an hour and 16. That's okay. 2 minutes until 15 seconds.
Okay.
Mechanism might not be considered a weapon, and you can only change creatures and weapons.
That's what I thought.
But the mechanism might stop all of them from going off.
That's true.
The mechanism might actually cause it to fire off inside here.
Oh.
Which would affect us all with the rage.
Yeah.
Hit the fireworks.
Hit the fireworks.
Throw the sword.
I was thinking I was going to do like a... Hurricane swipe. We're going to hurricane swipe at the fireworks.
That's your whole turn, but you throw it, yeah.
I rolled a 12 for 12 for 24.
Yeah. Perfect. Cool. Roll your damage.
Which is?
66.
It's still the same.
66, 1d8.
1d8.
If you'd like to throw a smite, you can. You don't know if you need it or not.
Do I feel like I need it?
I'm not telling. I have a writing down a number right now. That is how many hit points you have to breach to make this happen.
That's what I was thinking.
I mean, you can just add it to the list of stuff that, you know.
No, I wrote it down.
On in Discord.
It's only just you, so.
Okay.
Wait, I do have...
Yeah, I'm lucky I don't have Discord on my tablet.
I do, but I have.
Did you smite or not?
I'm not. No.
You're not smite. Did you get your? Don't forget your D8. Your free D8 though.
I know. I got it. I rolled a 7 with that.
Now remember, ones and twos.
Oh, don't you worry. I did not forget. Yummy.
All right, ones and twos. Roll them again.
Oh, okay.
No, put it back.
Oh, there we go.
Put it back.
It was definitely a 2, right?
No, it was a 1.
Ow, poop. 10.
Gotta try. I rolled...
Damn you. I rolled 30 plus the 8 for 38.
You needed 35.
What do they turn into?
So you hurricane swipe through, and so it's such a big pile. Uh-huh. Like, for every 5 points you got past, you were going to get another batch. Uh-huh. So you got the first batch in front of you.
Yeah.
So there are a total of 6 batches.
Oh, God.
So you got 5 more to go through.
Correct. Oh, but even that hurricane slash only got through the first one because they're really hardy canisters.
Okay.
And all what it turns into is a... It bears I a... Got, yeah?
I got an option.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Porcupine?
Oh my god!
Yeah, it turns into a porcupine, like a dog sized porcupine, but instead of spines, it has little like canisters on its back.
Okay, do you mean like a large dog porcupine, or because porcupines are about the same size as a small dog?
It's like no, like
it depends on which porcupines you look at.
I was thinking like teacup, but no, but it turns into like a Doberman sized hedgehog.
So angry.
Porcupine. So which each of it's on its back
instead of quills, it's got canisters.
Little canister, like little like firework tubes.
Oh no, we don't want you to do anything with that, okay. My friend. Yeah, can you like
move? I'm gonna shoot fire.
Don't shoot fire. No. I'm gonna have you go in that corner. No. Go down the stairs.
I can't do the stairs, my legs are really short. I will fall and hurt myself.
Okay.
I will roll into a ball.
Can you wait by the stairs? And then someone will take you down.
Got it.
Trundles over.
Thank you.
Why is she squeaking?
Squeak, squeaking, squeak, 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 squeaker.
All right. That's it for Bright Force.
Mm-hmm.
It's Damon.
Damon. Damon says, slide over while I attempt to help out.
You're going to roll at disadvantage because you do not code the same way. But yep. He just needs basically he needs hands.
Tell me he's telling you to hit this, yeah. hit this real quick.
I just now realized I'm basically dismantling Care's operation by turning them and bringing all their weapons of mass destruction into sweet little animals. Yep.
So I got more than a 1.
What'd you get?
A 5 and a 9. So the 5 plus 13 for 18?
Yeah, that's the big number was 100, so you're good. The threshold was 75, and you had 3 rounds.
A you know D4 what our total plus 1 is, round. Right? 117.
Yes.
99 plus 18.
18, yep.
Okay, John.
117.
It's Master Chief's number.
Got it.
I look at the guy.
And smile as...
I say my catchphrase.
You have a catchphrase?
The fuck's your catchphrase?
Action surge!
Oh, God.
Level of exhaustion.
Take your level of exhaustion, yeah.
That's disadvantage on
ability check.
I will go up to him and attempt to touch him again.
And it's the only attack you had that could do it. Yeah, roll the hit. You're still rolling at disadvantage, but...
Yep.
You're still blurred.
No, he's immune to the blur effect.
True sight.
You're right. Why is he at disadvantage?
He's a fucking shadow.
He's light.
There's nothing to touch.
I am actually shedding light.
He is light.
My sword spreads light.
Okay.
Roll normal.
Roll regular.
Well, it didn't go in the box. Do you want to re-roll it?
I was trying to roll in the box.
That's fine.
That's a hit.
It was better outside the box.
No, it was better than the box. It was all 10 dice again.
Mm-hmm. He will take half.
And I'm going to smite on this. D10.
I'm going to save you the dice rolling, unless you want to roll it.
I do.
He wants to know what it is, but...
Okay. Continue to speak.
No. Theoretically, you could not succeed at killing him. I was going to hand wave it.
Then hand wave it.
No, you said you want to roll, so roll the dice.
And nobody helped sneak attack this with.
Because he moved.
No, because I can't sneak attack the touch. Even though I have melee gear. That's much better. I have to reroll that. That's supposed to be a D10, but it ran out. I missed a D1. 80. 90. 99 radiant damage, Paul.
Well, considering he only had 23 HP left. Even having that, he fades into existence. And while he's attached to the wall, and he falls to the ground. He's not dead. He's down. He's a character, so he gets death saves. So it's his turn, right?
It is.
Death saves time.
You still have a bonus action?
Death save time.
I am going to lay on hands myself.
Okay. Success.
Oh, shit. Could I have done healing for my bonus action, or no? Did I not have a bonus action?
You used your full action to hurricane.
Hurricane, yeah.
Okay, never mind. Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. You're asking questions? Shit. This isn't that kind of house.
I used 39 points.
Nice.
It's a weird number.
It fully tops me off.
Oh, less number. Less weird then.
You and know then what? You give him 1 point to stabilize him.
You know what? I've been forgetting about a natural healing over time.
You have.
Yeah, you should have come in at almost every fight fully healed. Mm-hmm.
So, it's his turn, and you said something's going to happen, right?
Yeah, well, it was going to happen but he stopped it.
Right. Something happens, or does the thing just kind of like...
The computer system crashes.
Fix him.
The computer system stops. And the ceiling
remove
starts...
the seed.
The ceiling starts to close.
Oh, this is going to... This is going to hurt. Psychic surgery. Okie dokie.
Hey, but we also confirmed that Roaring Dragon is not affected.
Correct.
Yes. So, first use of psychic surgery today.
Yep.
I know he's affected, and I know I gotta roll heavy.
Rolling deep.
It's like a bardic inspiration requirement.
The fight is over. Like, well, he's making death saves, but...
But it's a good time to make this roll.
Yeah.
Roaring Dragon will give you a bardic inspiration day as well.
Can you get double?
D10?
Can we do double?
Oh, for her?
Paul?
Yeah, she's straight card.
Paul?
Oh, I was only rolling D6s.
Oh, then he hit the number by himself for the 100, yeah.
So I didn't have to action surge then.
Correct.
Okay, so a D10 plus my D20 for psychic surgery, which is the same as my roll for psychotherapy.
Very different, though.
Yes, I know, but they use the same stat. Yep. Okay, so we start with just the roll. That is a 6 plus 10, and I am going to start with the sorcery. Roll that. I know that this is going to go poorly because I know what's going to happen, and I promised I wouldn't tell Luna. So, yeah.
I promise you wouldn't tell Luna.
That he kills people on the other end?
Oh, yeah. The ritualists? Yeah.
With an arcana roll, can I figure out if he's being technically possessed?
Yes and no.
So a protection from evil and
would
good?
Give him advantage on his roll. On his roll.
I would definitely cast that then.
Hey, could I?
Cool.
Yeah, you could take advantage.
While he's doing that, could I continue to reincarnate the stuff?
That is the one of the very two things that would have saved this man's soul, basically. So what you're going to see, we're gonna flash in. This is an old cape who went missing about 25 years ago.
Holy crap.
His name, hold on. This is a fucking callback. I think Natalie came up with this one.
I thought you were going to quote from the document I sent you.
No, older.
Oh God, if it's you know what? No, if you say the name, I'm going to be like, that definitely came up with that name.
Hold on. I gotta go back.
If it's like the name plus man or woman, then it was definitely an alley one. Just throwing that out there.
Watch. It's the original Shane.
It's the original Shane.
This is Sling Steel.
That's a you creation.
Mm-hmm.
But you know it.
Is it steel as in steel?
S-T-E-E-L. He was known for having unerring accuracy with knives. The shadow thing is new. A corruption of his soul, probably. And he is the husband of Shade, the original Shade.
God, we're just saving all kinds of people's husbands, aren't we?
Natalie?
Yes?
Let's do. Let Natalie do the math. Figure out what that means to her.
That would be my Shade's grandpa, right?
Correct.
Yeah. I was like, what do you mean, Mance? That's his uncle. That's his grandpa, Paul.
heal him. Yes, I'm planning on it. How many people did I kill?
Oh.
roll me... Okay, so you're going to roll 5d6.
Oof.
And for
natural 20, baby.
And for every 2 points you roll, you're going to kill. For every 3 points you roll, you're going to kill a ritualist.
Okay. Well, you said I rolled 3d6, and then you said that's how many you killed last time. I was just like,
oh, yeah. No, yeah. So it would be 5d6 because you rolled a net 20.
13.
You killed 13 ritualists, and you feel them die.
Okay. So that means there was 30 people in on his ritual servant.
Correct. He's a much more powerful servant.
Yeah. Heal. Working on it.
The fact that he was so lucky, he was a cape for by himself for 25 years. He's the one who turned the old Shade from a villain to a cape, from a cowl to a cape.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. Correction. He was turned from cowl to cape for 25 years was a cape and then got disappeared.
Is he no longer like?
Is the real or the original Shade, is she retired or?
Yeah, she's semi-retired, just like El Combustion. Doesn't seem to be aging Spectrum. Much. Exactly.
Gotcha. So,
similar, mm-hmm. Yeah.
We need to keep him safe, but you might need to make a phone call to your boyfriend.
Shade. Yeah. Do I have now, like, a what would a group of porcupines?
No, you only have one.
She
went around while we were dealing
with
this.
Each one popped it. Each one popped the same thing.
Okay, so how many do I have now?
Six.
Six? So...
By the way, on my next action, I do heal.
Okay.
1 point.
I was going to say 20 points.
Okay. And then,
plus me 11 more remaining in the land hands.
Because I got rid of the fireworks, would it be now safe to destroy the mechanism?
Yeah. I've already hacked it, and everything's fixed.
Okay. It's already disabled.
Gotcha. Yeah. And then now I am texting Shade.
A group of porcupines is called a scurry.
Oh, I have a scurry of porcupines! Okay, in that light of news, a scurry... I gotta write this fucking down.
You have a scurry of six porcupines.
And they're...
With cannon backs that shoot
fire. Robotic porcupines.
A scurry is S-K-U.
S-C-U-R-R-Y. That was my reaction too. So
Mr. Steel has 20 hit points. Any other things on him that need to be fixed? Like, does he need a greater restoration?
Oh, yes. He is, he has some I'm sorry, no. You can't help him. He has some deep-seated mental trauma.
Natural 20.
That was to get the seed out without breaking him.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll have to take care of him the rest of it.
He's
later.
Almost as bad off as Sigma was. Like, real. Honestly, it's comparable.
Okay.
Well, we can't do that now.
Just letting you know for reference.
Is he conscious or?
Yeah, but he's kind of like
a little out of it.
Where am I?
I'm calling Shade now.
Shade's never met him.
Plus, we still have.
What is your grandma doing?
No. We don't have time for this.
We have two minutes until whatever.
1 minute.
Where should we put him?
So he's gonna stay here for now.
Tell the porcupines to protect him.
There you go.
My scurry of porcupines.
Yes, mistress.
No.
Bright force. Yes, princess.
Bright force.
Yes, princess.
Okay. Then I need you to protect this man here. If anyone comes near
him. Squadron, form up.
And besides us.
Besides us. Besides us.
And they all form into like a, you've seen like they look like metal barriers. Ugh. They like form up, and then they're with their quills out, and then they like turn and they're like, "We're ready!" And then they form like an energy barrier between the six of them, with him underneath.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Leave Falcon to teach them.
Okay, Falcon, I need you to stay here, and I need you to teach them the who is safe, who is not, that kind of stuff.
Understood, Mistress. I will download the data.
What? Who am I,
Mistress?
No, we talked about this.
Bright Force Luna.
Thank you.
Bright Force Luna. Yep. But we don't have time.
We're going to call her princess.
Okay. And moving on.
So we're going to need to go down.
Who still needs
the other two?
Me. You have 1 minute. Have 10 1 minute. Combat rounds.
Okay, I have the... Are you got?
I need healing at least 98 points.
You get a full heal. You get 70 points.
I still have my fairy totem, if need be.
Save it for combat.
Gotcha.
I am back up to 163.
I need like 60 points.
You couldn't have said 70.
70 is the magic number, you know?
Punch him once.
Allow me.
Bright Force punches him. I need 70 now.
I mean, you're right.
No, really, with his ability, he would actually probably do that. He would go against his oath as a medical professional, but...
Heal 21, and that's it for my cure wounds.
Got
the rest up.
So we're making our way while he's doing this, because so, we're trying to get the rest of this taken care
Natalie,
of.
Natalie, roll me a power check with strength.
So...
Heal 11.
Hold on. You said power check for strength?
With... Your the muscle power set.
That'll so give, make a strength that, that's roll good with enough for now.
Proficiency
puts me into three digits.
So just a so it would be seven plus where's my
four five
plus,
five
plus five
okay. So 12 add 12
so add 12 12 plus 12 is 24.
You're pretty sure that you could just jump and then punch downward and blow a hole to the guy by the door.
Oh,
surprise.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Are you ready? Okay.
I need a quick action. Okay. We have... Yeah, no, we're on limited time. We're moving. Yeah, we're moving.
Roll me a... You did the power trick already.
Yeah.
You just drive down full ass...
This is your version of the knuckle duster.
Just driving through the floors. And roll me a... I'm going to give you a choice. Mm-hmm. An attack roll or a luck roll.
You can either roll your strength or pick a number on a d12.
Okay, I'd rather do strength. I'd rather...
Roll a straight-up attack roll.
So it'd be plus 12?
Yes. Yeah.
Rock and
natural
roll.
20.
You crashed into the man named Brinksy with your fist as you came down. He's knocked out.
My turn.
I found him! I found him!
I will drop myself down after.
Literally just went... And then, like, fist met skull, and then dropped him to the ground.
Okay, so I'm going to take my turn, drop down there, and...
Yep.
Oh, this is not going to be fun. Psychic surgery.
So you don't have... You have fly on still.
Yes.
So never mind.
I also have...
Did you make the really con save when you got hit for a shitload?
It was multiple small ones on him, because he resists everything.
He took 40.
Yeah, I can't make 40.
Half is 20.
Half is 20, and I got a 16, so...
And you have plus 7 from Natalie.
Yeah, I make it.
Okay.
Otherwise, I can just jump down my boom.
I know, I was...
But, yeah, I fly down there, and it's going to be psychic surgery time.
Correct. Roll.
Oh. Psychic surgery on Brinksy. Brinks. Whatever his name
is. His name is Brinks, but... Morty called him Brinksy.
All right, so that's a total of 27.
Cool. It's not perfect, but it's very, very, very good. You see, he was never a good guy. The reason why he got a seed was because he was working as an informant for the FBI.
How many dice?
Only three. He was not important.
Ooh, I got 15 on that one.
That was more than you got in the 5d6.
I know. 2 sixes and a 3, man. I'm still not telling Luna that this is happening.
I have a list of how many ritualists he has.
Mm-hmm. He's what running out.
You're putting a dent in.
Team, fuck Dracula up.
we both got him as a primary enemy.
I like to think that sometimes you just are like, oh man, we have eliminated a lot of the followers, and Luna's there and eliminated?
Reincarnated, but without an incarnation.
We teach them.
We cleansed his followers.
She's like, oh, okay. I got it.
Those are the words that we use when we're discussing that with Luna.
Exactly. She's gonna find out one day. She's just going to be destroyed. You're killing people.
Only the bad people.
But they were all bad. Have you killed people? Yes, but they were all bad.
Only people that really deserved it.
Oh, fucking kindergarten cop, man. All right.
Except for that first guy with the grenade, that was really just fun. That was an accident, but that was kind of fun.
All right, so there's one more person on that is looks like it is, from the way it was, you know it is down a floor and on the other side of the house. To get there, you will need a Bright Force jump through walls.
Well, Bright Force has that Kool-Aid Man thing, so...
That's what I'm talking about. To do it fast, well, on a jump, it takes... She has to roll a power check.
All right.
All right, another plus 12.
Yep. I'm looking for a 22.
Was it at least a 10?
No.
Do you have one more lucky?
I'm a lucky.
I mean, you could also spend another round and do it. Like, how would you, what'd you get?
Hey, Paul?
A 4.
Oh, yeah.
Is this a typo? The adrenal rush on the muscle power set doesn't have a limited number of uses.
It's not a natural 20.
It's supposed to be
once per day.
Okay. Is it at least a 10?
It is 15 plus 12.
Yeah, you go straight through and then you land.
Oh, yeah.
And then do you go through the floor or do you wait a turn and then go through like when you can actually get an aim? When you can aim?
I would just.
You got lucky to hit Brixie because you had the natural 20. You didn't get the natural 20 this time.
Also, we don't know exactly where the guy is.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, we don't have enough time. I would just do the faster option. Okay.
So you smash through the floor. You basically tear up this parlor. Just the floor just destroyed as you go through it like a Kool-Aid Man. There's a full-ass dungeon down there, and this person is in an Iron Maiden.
Jesus. Okay. Well, he's in that.
Do they look conscious?
Yeah, they are fighting against it. Like,
can I pull it apart? No.
Hang on. I'm going to pulse again. Is this the guy?
Yes, it's them, but they're resisting it even with it being active. This person is freakishly strong of will.
Okay. I'm going... I don't know how this is going to work, but this should be interesting. I'm going to start talking with him first if he can't hear me over his struggling.
He is screaming, "My name is Reaper. I am Victor Blade. You will not take me." You know who this is. He's a contemporary of your grandfather's. He has been missing for 40 years. Think about that. 40 years he's been missing.
So he's been fighting this for 40 years.
Sounds like he needs a greater restoration.
This is a man with the will. He was a decorated commando in the World War II. And, I mean, he is a bad ass.
Bad.
And he was known as Reaper because he was one of the capes who was licensed to kill cowls back when it was still a thing you had to get approval for because he didn't care. If you were a cowl, he wiped you off the face of the planet.
Okay. I will reach into his mind since he doesn't seem to be listening to... It's just rage.
He has been channeling pure rage for 40 years. Rage and sheer grit.
Okay, so, looks like, is there any way I can get advantage on this? I know I have the
protection from good and evil.
Spend the first little spell.
Yep, already on it.
I feel like I'm going to need it. He seems particularly
She says, Rune Dragon says, "You should take a little help here." And she gives you her last bardic inspiration.
Still have it.
Oh, then.
I didn't use the other one because I got a net 20. I was like, all right, let's rock.
Yep, but you hold on to it. No matter, you can have, how many, I thought you can only.
One.
You go a whole one at a time?
Yeah.
But she is eloquent, so if he would still fail, he still gets to keep it.
All right. So, there is a 19 on the die plus 10 for 29.
Would you like to get it to a 30 with the Bardic Inspiration die?
It is now a 35.
Perfect.
So, that's 5 dice?
Yeah. No, 9. He's been trying to get a hold of this guy forever.
Dracula's not really not gonna like me.
He wants you dead.
Oh, I know. That's 8. One more.
9.
And it's not just because I'm, with his daughter.
I feel like he's just annoyed with me because I keep...
You keep tearing apart the machinery, man.
I keep destroying the machines and then turning them into animals.
All right. I see a lot of sixes. How many ritualists do you think he has left?
I know how many he started with.
And how many I've killed?
But he gains so many a day, doesn't he?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I wish I could reroll one of these. So that's 39. I just need one more.
No, it's every 3.
No. He rolls that many of these sixes.
It's one per because of the backlash from breaking it.
It's essentially to make it the connection stronger. He's been using ritualists to activate them. He's been trying to get this guy for 40 years. He is essentially at this point, this is his white whale.
Well, his white whale is now free.
He is still to the point where he is so mad he can't talk. He's still screaming wordlessly because his voice is just destroyed.
With a medicine check, would I be able to figure out What's wrong with what I can possibly do with all my magic?
He has... Yes, you can roll. Figure out what's wrong with his body. You can roll psychotherapy if you want to know what's wrong with his mind. You currently have 30 seconds before the timer ticks.
We basically have covered everything. I don't know what's left.
Is there any computer mainframe down here?
Yes, there's a server room down the hall. You can hear it.
Okay.
28 for medicine.
Okay. He is in physically perfect condition. Like, eerily perfect. And you see that the Iron Maiden, in addition to having barbs, also has little runic needles that looks like they're constantly healing him from the damage he's taking. So he's taking damage healing every second.
28 on the psychotherapy.
He has retreated to his id.
Is there any way I can...
A concerted effort of you and Kat, plus potentially... Mentalist. You need to get a team of mentalists on him if you want him to be anything but a rage monster. You probably shouldn't let him out of that cage or he will try and kill you.
Yeah.
Id is like the core of your being, who you are. He is a warrior. He will kill anything coming near him.
Like that video we watched, the warrior's rage.
Worse.
Yeah. But yes. You know what I'm saying. Give up all mental faculties for the fight.
Yeah, but his is a constant state of that.
That's where he's been for the last 40 years.
To save his life. To save his soul.
Yeah.
His soul is fine. It's actually bright. Despite being a killer, he has no... There's no blackness to it. It's just, like, that's what he is. He knows that. And you find the server room?
Yes.
It is trapped to hell. And you know that. There are visible magic runes on the door.
Okay.
Tag team effort.
The smart people do that. I can offer my sleight of hand...
It's also maglocked and locked.
So
what you're going to need, an arcana, investigation, sleight of hand, and technology. And okay. Thieves' tools. No, well, sorry. No sleight of hand, just thieves' tools. So, core.
So,
arcana for the runes, investigation for the actual trap.
Better than me, probably.
Maglock is tech, and the thieves' tools for the actual unlocking of the physical lock.
So,
thieves' tools
is me. So, I can assist you guys. Give me advantage on everything.
So we can take advantage on
because I have all those skills, just not as good as you guys.
And they're all proficient?
Expertise.
And all of those?
We have expertise in
Arcana,
all of these,
yes. What was the other ones?
Investigation.
Second, yes.
And then tech.
Yes.
And then sleight of hand.
Thieves' tools.
Thieves' tools.
I don't have expertise in thieves' tools, but I do have thieves' tools, though.
Okay.
Does he add, an additional +5?
No, but the DC lowered a little bit.
Yeah.
So effectively.
It's a +11 I have, so it's not bad.
Arcana first?
Yes.
More like Arcana.
Technically, all three of us are kind of pooling our heads on this, but...
Yeah.
Oh.
And again, I'm like the idiot child compared to these
I rolled
two.
A 5 and a 20.
Yeah, 20. Hey, Natalie. You get the impression you could channel those runes to just blow the door off.
Okay.
Like, I'm sorry, not to blow the door off, to disintegrate the door.
I was going to say you could part like, inspiration.
And nothing else damaged, just like the door will be gone. You can do it right now.
I'm just going to get rid of the door.
As I'm like getting my tools out, like, I got the...
The door melt. You watch the door melts into a pool of silver metal.
Aww.
Yeah, you just gotta connect up the ruins. I'm just going to head in.
You ready to ring the door?
We're going to investigate.
24 seconds.
Well... We got rid of the door and all the traps,
okay,
right?
Okay, am I...
Investigation. Rock and roll.
Quick investigation as before we head into the room in case there is something...
Well, that's the investigation people. That's you two.
Roll.
Yep. I'm assuming you're a 16 or 15?
16, yeah.
Yep, I assist you. I'm a 13 at it.
18 plus 16 for a 34?
Yeah, there is a pressure plate as you enter the room that would flood the room with fire.
Cool. Okay, don't touch the ground. We fly.
All
right. We all have fly on anyways.
Yep.
They ignore the pressure plate.
You see one rack of servers. I mean, you know that you grab the four hard drives there, or the eight hard drives. Honestly, just take the rack. Have her yank the rack out. You're good.
Yep.
Don't reincarnate. Just take it with us.
Yes.
We could have. Oh, all right, fine. And then she pulls it out.
And she's got like her hand on the hilt of the blade, like, really?
Oh, are you sure?
No.
But I could have another.
No, there's going to be a lot of information in here. We need this.
Fine.
All right, so the time ticks down, and you have the server. You just put it in Bob. It's you can get the corner and you foot pop it in.
Mm-hmm.
And you do not take the actual harbor, you just take the drives. That's all that matters. And you get a text from Nine and says, get to the plaza now.
Shit.
All right.
What did we miss?
And with that, it's time to end.
Yep.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.